views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Excuse me.
Choke yourself over there.
Ah, shut up. We're almost back to form.
Almost.
Almost.
We're working at it really hard.
Yeah, we really are. My name is Mark Kent, and I am your host. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. Today is Sunday, May 27th. Wow, it's almost June. Holy crap. And tomorrow is Memorial Day.
Yes, it is.
That's right. And so
we celebrate it tomorrow on this, and then there's another ceremony actually on Wednesday. So tomorrow out at the cemetery, at Igo Cemetery at 5:55, we start a program out there. Missing America Project. We're always doing some cooking in the back, but they got a lot of good speakers from my understanding at the event this year. It's a good thing for the family to come out, bring your grandkids, your kids, and teach them what Memorial Day really is about. It's not just about barbecuing and drinking beer and having a good time. There's a lot of people that sacrifice their lives for us to be able to do that.
That's right.
So, and they don't teach that in school, I don't think. They don't teach the history and let people know how many thousands of men and women have gave it all for this country.
Hundreds of thousands, actually.
Yeah. And so then on Wednesday, they have another ceremony at 10:55 at the Civic Center at the Veterans Grove. So between the two, if you can't attend both, you should be able to at least take them to one. So come out and show your support.
Excuse me, there you have it.
And before we go on, I just have one thing to say. I don't know if anybody knew, but Missing in America Project just picked up a contract for the cremains at the Vietnam Wall. Hmm. People every year come and leave cremains.
Yeah.
Of veterans, and we picking them up. We are going to be able to bury 400 of them in a plot back there, free of charge. So my hat goes off to Fred on that one.
Fred Solante, there you go.
Yep.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
We've got a lot to cover, as usual, and not enough time to do it in. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, and our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, Ashley.
Good morning.
And Red Smith, who's on the unfunded seventh circle of a non-existent recovery with mainstream media, prestige, politicians, self-serving banksters, have spun the truth into a tattered remnant of the former greatness we call Old Glory. Pregnant pause?
Yeah, what else is there to say?
There you have it.
The dude abides.
The dude abides. Little Lebowski there.
Yeah.
You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567.
It doesn't work for me.
Or you can pretend that you're in the chat room, even if you want to be in the chat room, because sometimes the chat room doesn't work very well. It wasn't working for me, and then all of a sudden it started working for me, so I don't know what the problem is. I'm going to try to get in there right now and just see what's going on, because, you know,
While you're doing that, Frank just handed me that for those ceremonies, we have flyover of a T-5 fighter bomber from Benton Airport Park. So, just in on that.
There you go. Well, okay, I do have a chat room now.
There you go.
I will have to see if I can participate in it in a second.
Should be able to.
I don't know. I don't have anything.
We should have a caller probably about 10:30. Mark Baird is supposed to be calling in and talking about the Am and Bundy dinner up there on Saturday night. I really wanted to go, but I just couldn't do it. And I guess he had a private conversation with him as well on Friday. So that's going to be on the plate for today as well. But in the meantime, let's see if we can cover up. I'm sorry. We're not the other guys. Distract, deflect, cover up, lie. Yeah, don't report anything. Is anybody kind of getting the message out there that we got a problem in our media reporting and that they're not telling us the truth on, in general on most things?
Yeah, I picked that up a while ago, actually.
Yeah, did you? I know. It's weird.
Wouldn't be happening at all.
Did you
guys
hear about the man in the restaurant in Oklahoma that opened fire? And then I was stopped by the concealed carry hero guy?
Actually, yeah. I did.
I did hear that.
Listen to mainstream.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't get my news from the TV.
Yeah, a man with bad intention was walked into a local restaurant, sprayed gunfire into a group of patrons. The man injured several people before he was quickly stopped with lethal force. An armed bystander who had not been not yet been identified prevented further violence and saved countless lives. I guess CNN just missed that.
Yeah, well, you can't be telling the people the truth about what.
What about the school shooting last week that was put to an end by a school officer?
I know, but guns are bad because they have feelings.
They're kind of like liberals. I'm really curious. Guns are bad, right?
Yeah.
Who do you call when things go bad?
People with guns.
Ghostbusters.
A guy with a gun.
With a gun.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, but they have feelings. No, they don't.
Okay. And exactly what were you doing yesterday? Get a little too much sun or what?
Okay, so your capacity to have feelings, what does that qualify you for? Cookie, gold star,
snowflake, award
rainbow.
Of the year.
You can do whatever you want because you really feel like
did
it.
Did you know that the I know, it's Stuart Smart. Did you know that the Democrats are now selling rainbow jackasses? I mean, rainbow donkeys.
Really?
Yeah, they are. I get the intel. They sent me things.
Are they painting themselves?
No.
Is it like a sticker? Like a stuffed animal?
It's a pin.
It's a pin?
Before they're all gone, you must get your rainbow donkey. And
oh, I'm getting me some of these.
I know. They're like little pins, and they all got their colors of the rainbow for the LBDQDMSLED.
I don't need CWXY.
I need me some of those. I get an idea.
I gotta get me some.
We gotta
call her.
We do. We've got Matt on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to suggest a show topic for you guys sometime. I think that you guys are good researchers and can explain it to the public better, but you should explain the propaganda techniques of Edward Bernays and Joseph Goebbels, because there are so many people that are just completely led around by the media, and even when you confront them with facts, they don't know how to respond because they're warped around the narrative that's being sold to them consistently throughout the media. And I don't mean just the news. I mean our TV shows. And
everything.
I agree.
Social media. Manipulation.
Woo-hoo. I think that's a really good idea, Matt. I think we'll do some research and maybe come back with a show on propaganda techniques, Goebbels, Hitler, and the evolution of that from then till now.
And how deeply embedded it is. You want to know how bad it is? Go see a black high school kid wandering around in a Che Guevara shirt.
I saw a deal the other day. Did you know that the Muslims had a bakery, and the bakery they kicked out the gay guys? Not a word.
You're not sued into non-existence.
But wasn't there that bakery that got fined and all that?
They got sued. They got fined.
Yeah, they lost their business.
But
like,
I think about how crazy that is. You know, a Muslim, refuses to bake a cake for a gay person, not a word. A Christian says they don't want to participate in it, and they get sued. I mean, think about how screwed up that is, because what it basically says is that
Muslims get a pass, and but Muslims are the terrorists that attacked our country.
Bigot. You're just a bigot.
I know.
That's all.
But
all right, you guys have a good day, and I hope to see a show on that soon.
I'm going
to
try. Right. We're going to try to put it together. I'll put it in my lap book and my notebook, and then I will come up with something.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
All right, so
I guess we need to go to a break.
We don't have to, but I guess we can.
All right, with that, we'll go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North Side.
Old worn-out saddles and old worn-out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Strong and care.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. It is Memorial Weekend. Ready to get the pool filled and ready for summer, and you know, head out to the Iago Cemetery tomorrow, and you know, participate in that. Crazy days indeed.
That's for sure, and it doesn't stop with craziness. It just gets more and more.
I think we're still on that upward climb. You know, that first big dip on the roller coaster, and you got to climb and climb and climb and climb. I think we're still climbing.
Okay, so here's my favorite story. Former NAACP leader who pretended to be black hits felony welfare fraud charges. Remember the gal that had her hair all frizzed out, but I am black. No, you're not. actually is facing felony theft charges in Washington State after she allegedly made false statement to secure $9,000 in food and child care assistance. I guess her name is Rachel Dolezal, former MDA. She's the former leader of the NAACP. She was charged. I guess the media forgot about that one.
Maybe just a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just biting my tongue really, really hard right now.
Yeah, it seems like they just pick and choose, huh? Stuff that doesn't really matter to them.
We do have a caller on the line. We've got Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, you guys, and all my condolences to all the parents of people out there that have lost soldiers. I'd be pretty pissed off if I, as a parent, lost a soldier since the Second World War. I don't think we've won a bloody thing since then because of our attitudes and everything else. In war, we're not out there to win anymore. We're out there to appease. But anyway, look, with that aside, I want to back up what Matt brought up earlier about all this propaganda stuff. And I'm a bit, I've been on crutches, you know, for a while here lately, so I've been doing a bit more reading. And I just read a book about the guy escaped from North Korea, River of Darkness, and then I've read a book, Bridge to Andau, about the Hungarian uprising, and I'm reading a book about China at the moment, the 100-year marathon. And you know, I was glad Matt brought it up because I'd planned to bring it up this morning. I can't believe the crap that's going on in America right now in the media. Now, I can't understand that because they're all a bunch of bloody communists. But what I can't understand is that the majority of Americans believe all this crap.
It's unbelievable,
and
isn't it?
It's the biggest propaganda. Our media is no different than the KGB and the Gestapo and the communists all over the world.
I gotta agree with you. I mean, but I think it's starting to fall apart, and it's starting to be exposed, and people are starting to wake up. But there's I've been saying it for years. There's a segment of the population that would vote for a block of cheese if you gave it to them for free.
Listen, you know what? I'm nowhere college educated, but I'm a very educated person because I spent a lot of years of my life, 11 years of my life, traveling around the world and asking the question, why do people take this crap? And understanding why things are the way they are. Now, when it gets to, look, I'm going to probably, you know, I'm a bit of a shag on a rock today. When I make a friend, I'm really surprised. I'm going to piss off a few people by, you know, with all these school shootings going on in America today, you got all these young boys that have been brought up without fathers, and then they go to school, and 95% of the school teachers are women. Most of them are bloody, well, I won't say most, but a lot of them are single. They're all bloody liberals. So you get young kids coming out of school, young boys, at 18, they don't know whether they're queer or straight or whatever. And people are wondering why all this stuff is going along. I mean, boys and girls, but particularly boys need men in their lives. and with all the divorces, and you know, it's nothing. When I was single in Australia, you know, people wouldn't go out with you if you were divorced. You know, now today, they don't want to go out with you unless you've been divorced two or three times, because they always got anything to bloody talk about. But truly, this propaganda stuff, it is no different. It is pure evil. I'm not blaming the media. I consider all media evil. Certainly 99% of it. But I know that, and I'm smart enough and educated enough to sort out what's right and what's wrong. I know what's right and what's wrong. And this rag I buy here, I mostly, first thing I go to is the Sudoku puzzle of a day. But other than that, it's so bloody left wing here. But I'm amazed I'm getting really pissed off that there's so many ignorant people in this country.
Well, that's how what's been happening in the school system and the media for quite a while is the dumbing down of the people.
Yeah.
The people are dumbed down to the point where they don't know what alternatives to choose, because they don't know if there are any alternatives to, you know, what we have. They think this is freedom. You know, it's the same old thing from 1984 where they say, you know, good is, I mean, you know, you know, one time you're warring with one country, and then the next time they're the good country, you know, or you know, the best example from a perspective of illustration is that vampire movie with Eddie Murphy, where he's a vampire in New York, and he says, you know, if there wasn't good or evil, there'd be no good, so therefore evil is good. And it's twisted completely, you know, but people buy into that crap because, you know, if it's repeated over and over enough, just like what Hitler did, you repeat a lie long enough, hard enough, and big enough, people believe it.
Listen, I know, thanks for your time, by the way, but just quickly, you know, in the one book I found very upsetting was Bridge Over Andau, was James Michener wrote it, but it's all true, and he backs up where he gets all his info from, and he lived in Austria at the time of the Hungarian Revolution. But what I found amazing is that in Hungary, the Russians came in and basically slaughtered 140,000 students from the age of 12 to 25 because they took up guns, rifles against tanks, because they disagreed with the propaganda crap going on in Hungary and coming out of Russia. And here today in America, we've got the American students demonstrating against these students that died in Hungary for the Russians today in America. They're backing up the bloody Russia propaganda crap, the KGB crap, here in America, over in Washington, with all these student demonstrations.
Well,
and the best part is the American taxpayers footing the tab to make them stupid.
Look at what the Democrats have been supporting lately. MSG, MSG 13. Yeah. I mean, might as well be supporting MSG because it's completely off the chart ridiculous. I mean, look at what they're siding with. They're siding with North Korea as against the United States because Trump's at the helm. It's like, you know, it's all complete BS, but even the morons are starting to figure this out, because you can't say, oh, gee, it's bad that he's got an agreement and a meeting with them, you know, when they get the meeting, and then when he stops the meeting, oh, that was bad, now he's an evil. It's like you can't just turn on a dime anytime you feel like it, because even idiots will wake up.
But can you imagine what state America would be if Hillary Clinton was running this country?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, when I say that we would probably be, if not, that's right, or we'd be in internment camps, because if they haven't built them already, because the real deal is, they were signaling everybody out. I mean, you look at the not a smidgen of corruption. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's got to be the biggest lie told in history.
I know. Hey, listen, I love listening to you guys, and thanks for you guys being out there. You give me a bit of hope in this country. I sometimes say, what the bloody hell have I come here for? I left the Gold Coast of Australia. But anyway, with guys like you around, it still makes it worthwhile.
Hey, thanks a lot, Peter. We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
It's true, though. I mean, it really is.
Well, according to Nancy Pelosi, Christians are bad, evil, mean, racist, bigots, and hateful, spiteful people.
But Muslims,
but drug peddling, gay,
13 is good.
Have a spark of the divine.
Yes.
They're
exactly. What divinity are you serving there,
well,
Nancy?
Well, it depends on what you're. That's exactly right. If your God has a goat horns and a head, and you have a pentagram etched in the glass of your door on the front of your porch, then maybe we're talking about the wrong thing, because you know we think of Christian and God, Christianity as the divinity. Maybe they think of somebody else as the divinity. Maybe I'm just saying. You know, when you got everybody talking about rules for radicals, and they dedicate the book to Satan, and Hillary Clinton was actually did her thesis on Rules to Radical by Saul Alinsky, and that was her mentor, and that was also Obama's mentor, and he's dedicating books to Satan. Do you have to be a rocket scientist to put two and two together? So what it is they're actually right. We're just thinking about the wrong God.
That's what it is, huh?
Yeah.
Think okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're right, but they're,
know.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. You know, I'm pretty sure worshiping Satan and you know, I mean, so when you look at some of these headlines and you think about, what was a mule? Oh, Deep State. Here's one. Deep State Mueller's FBI gave Orgy Island billionaire Epstein a light sentence and now suspected of using him as an informant. Now, this comes from the Gateway Pundit. And evidently, back in the day, you know, when, convicted pedophile guy who, you know, went to the Orgy Island, Fantasy Island with Bill Clinton and Hillary, you know, 20 times or whatever it was, and he's a convicted, wealthy financier, American financier, convicted sex offender, you know, and the little St. James Island appears to be somewhat of a gathering place, and is a well-desired hangout among key figures, actors, royalty, and the like, you know, Clinton, Kevin Spacey, wow.
Well, there's a report out now from Health and Human Services. You remember back during the end of Obama, all of the unattended children that were pouring across the border that went to the military bases and then they disappeared?
Hmm.
Well, upwards of 1,500 of them, they can't find them. They don't know what they did with them.
They just disappeared. Now, in this report...
How do you lose 1,500 children?
The people who are doing all of the, managing of the cases are corrupt.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's like this one. Although police found tons of photographs of young women on the island and even interviewed eyewitnesses, Epstein was hit with a mere slap on the wrist of pleading to a single charge of prostitution. So you got kids, pedophiles, on the island. They got pictures. It just happens to be that, I don't know, Mueller was managing the case. This is back in, this is some time ago. This is 2005.
Well, who was he using Epstein to inform on? If it wasn't the Clintons.
I don't know. Let's go on. In 2008, Epstein was hit again with a $50 million civil lawsuit after another victim, a woman, made a filing in federal court claiming she was recruited by Epstein to give him a massage but was essentially forced into having sexual intercourse with him for $200, which was payable upon completion. Additionally, it is important to point out that Bill Clinton has been mentioned by the press often over the years, and not just for his controversial relationship with Monica Lewinsky, but his rather great, friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. Now we find out that corrupt Mueller has, from the phony Russian Spygate, Trump hoax, blah, 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 was the head of the FBI at Epstein's, at the time Epstein's case was prosecuted. No smoking gun here.
Is this maybe somehow connected to why so many of our lawmakers and our representatives are on the sidelines? What's in the dirt box?
Yeah, I know. How crazy is this crap? I mean, you can't make it up. But, it's kind of hard not to start drawing lines from figure to figure and dot to dot. And pretty soon, you got smoke and I guess there's fire. And then you look at what Judge Jeanine did on, I guess it was yesterday, on Saturday, and connected all the dots back to Obama. I mean, it's just all coincidence. See, there's not a smidgen of corruption.
They use the Department of Justice,
the FBI,
and the false information that they paid to create to implant a spy in a political opposition campaign.
They weaponized the IRS. We know for a fact. We were in on that case. We've seen what they did. And, of course, Obama didn't know anything about any of this.
No.
Of course not.
No, he was too busy. I don't know.
He found out about it in the newspapers, just like everybody else.
They were making rainbow they were too busy making rainbow jackass pins to hand out for everybody. And I mean, and also, did you hear he's going to, you know, be in Netflix now? I'm canceling Netflix, by the way.
You believe that crap?
Yeah, and he's going to promote some stuff on Netflix. I'm gone. I mean, I don't care. I will not watch anything. I will watch the mosquitoes fly around the mosquito light.
Pretty soon we'll have to worry about it.
At least those
bloodsuckers,
anyway. You're getting what's coming to them.
Yeah, you can't, there's also reading. You know, there's such thing as reading a book.
Primitive.
I mean, my...
I read a lot.
You primitive.
We read a lot.
You Neanderthal cave dweller.
Knuckle dragger.
Hairy knuckle dragger on top of that. Yeah, read? What the hell's that? I just want my brain packed full of useless information that doesn't matter about my freedom or anything at all. Because I can get my reports from, you know, Just the Noob or
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert. Yeah, there's a good one.
There's a good source.
Oliver on HBO. Gee,
I don't even know who you guys are talking about. That's how much I watch the TV.
Well, actually, though, I would say that Bill Maher is probably more real than MSNBC.
He's a rogue. He's a rogue, you know, perpetrator of disinformation.
Yes.
All right, we got another caller on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air, Billy.
Go for it.
Good show as usual. Appreciate your couple hours of sanity. And I wanted to follow up on Peter's call. What a great guy he is, and a patriot. But where in the hell, and excuse my language, but where in the heck is this Jeff Sessions?
Good question.
The Department of Justice is absolutely in tatters. And why Trump doesn't do something about it is beyond me.
I don't know.
This Jeff Sessions, right, that slow-speaking idiot. I mean, I tell you, I don't know whatever happened.
Well, all you got to do is look at the department and just
vote there. So anyway, I'll let you guys go. Great job.
All right, thanks for
Billy.
Calling in.
Whatever the department that you're in, you can figure out that they're doing exactly the opposite almost of what they're perpetrating or purporting to do. In other words, if it's Social Security, it's not. It's social insecurity. If it's the Department of Justice, it's the Department of
Injustice. And whatever they're accusing everybody else of, they're probably doing.
Federal Bureau of burying the cases. the CIA?
I don't know. I just hope that Trump's maybe getting a lot of pieces of the puzzles in place so he can take a lot of them down or change a lot of the different groups.
Well, I just hope that something like that. One of my questions is if we actually take everybody down, is there enough of the government left to remain functional?
Yeah, that's a pretty good question, actually.
I kind of starting to doubt it.
Well, how much do we really have to have left, though?
Well, what you've got to do, though, is you've got to start putting the heads, the leaders, the gang leaders, in frickin' Gitmo prison, a pit with punji sticks. I don't care where you put them. But you got to get those guys, and you got to get them. And you got to get them first.
I think we just revoke their citizenship and deport them 11 miles offshore. Here you go.
Yeah, maybe throw a few buckets of blood in the water and, you know, sayonara, shark bait. Yeah.
We don't even have to put them 11 miles off.
Here's your 30 pieces of silver, now swim.
Well, yeah, you could put buoys like they do in The Deadliest Catch with, you know, it'd work.
And throw out and hook a basket once in a while? Or not.
Maybe in a year or two.
Like I say, I just want to hope that maybe that's what's going on, that Trump is getting other pieces of the puzzle together to clean some of it up.
Well, I mean, then they got Trump, you know, tweeting stuff over the weekend. President's next week for the report. So we got the whole. Okay, so here's yesterday, I believe, on the 26th. The whole Russia probe is rigged. Just an excuse. This is Trump tweeting. Just an excuse as to why the Dems and the crooked Hillary lost the election, and states that haven't been lost in decades. 13 angry Democrats and all the Dems, if you include the people who worked for Obama for 8 years. Spygate and conflict of interest. I mean, when was the last time we talked about that stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time we had a president talking about conflict of interest? The system is completely rigged. You know, he started out telling us it was rigged. He was wiretapped, all this stuff. This has never happened before that I'm aware of.
Not in America.
Well, okay, Soviet Union, Germany. Yeah. So we got a caller?
Eastern Bloc. Communist China.
I'm not sure. Shirley Welsom?
Welch?
Welch.
Yeah, Shirley Welch.
I believe she's the one that's related. She's an in-law of the Hammonds, I believe.
Oh. All right. Well,
we too?
Okay, very
all
good.
Right.
Well, let's. Are you on the air, Shirley? Are you there?
I am. I'm here. How are you?
Good morning.
We are good.
We're doing great. Great.
I heard part of the thing about the boy getting murdered and all that, and I had to leave and get out of my car. So.
Oh.
But right now, the Hammonds, their petition is coming before President Trump, is what I've heard.
Right.
Dwight is my brother-in-law, and Stephen is my nephew, and, you know, they've been put back in jail call because they were supposed terrorists. It was bizarre. All that event happened when my husband and I were up there hunting, and we knew about what actually really happened. But I think there is a thing going around, We the People, I think it's whitehouse.gov. There's a petition going out to support them, and so that would be good, you know, if people could do that because, you know, they had uranium on their property. They kept trying to get them off their property. They did all kinds of things because they're – ranches in Diamond, Oregon, which is 30 miles from Burns, and
well, that's very few
really
people
sad.
I think have connected the dot between what has gone on with the land grabs of the BLM and the things that have gone on, and the connection to Uranium One. Why are they stealing the land? Because those minerals were sold to a foreign government that's hostile to us by corrupt politicians and the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, exactly. It's really upsetting. And I also want to give a plug for Travis Allen because I think he's the real deal. I tried to get a sign for him. I got nothing back from the Republican Party here. And then I got a thing in the mail of who to vote for. And it was most of the people I didn't want to vote for. And so I just want to plug that I think Travis Allen is the real deal. I hope he's our Trump for California because the other fellow didn't even vote for Trump. And he was used to be a Democrat, and he's never been elected to anything. And so I really don't want to vote for him. And I hope people stay the course and vote for Travis Allen.
Yeah, I got to agree. I think the people want Travis Allen more than they want Cox. And
yeah, he doesn't have any support, that's for sure. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess he used to work for Newt Gingrich, and I don't know if Trump knows what's going on with the whole thing. But we're voting for Travis Allen around here.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if Trump knows what's going on. I'm not sure I completely trust any politician, even Trump.
I know.
It's like...
Well, I wish I could get a sign for him. I even have a billboard I could put it on, but I can't get anyone. I mean, I sent for a decal for my car, but I haven't got that back yet. I have my son just paint one to put up there. We have billboard business, so... Anyway, well, it's good to hear you. I love hearing all the different things you talk about and... Keep us honest, and, yeah, we the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in,
Shirley. All
right, we
appreciate your call.
Well, I was kind of hoping that Mark Baird would have called in by now on the Bundy issue, and we would have switched over to that. But this is a good time to maybe segue over to it. You know, maybe go to
a
break.
Go
to a break, and we'll come back, and then let's hit the Bundy
all
stuff
right,
harder.
All right, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
We'll be right back. what is happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone home? Come on, come down. I hear you breathing down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. That's a little Pink Floyd there. Comfortably numb. I think that's very appropriate to what we're talking about. Are you comfortably numb out there?
I think, unfortunately, there are quite a few that are.
Yeah, I mean, do you get up in the morning and the first thought in your head is, I love tater tots! or
I'm going to Starbucks.
I'm going to Starbucks, and I love tater tots.
I need my cup of $5.
I don't know why anybody would ever go to Starbucks ever again. I'm not. I never will. Yeah. I mean, now they've, made it so that anybody can use their bathrooms. Yeah, all you guys with backpacks and the bikes and the skateboards and all the tracks on your arms and everything. Yeah, just come on in. Here, we'll give you a free cup of coffee while you're at it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a customer there, I'm pretty sure I'm going to find another place to go.
Are we talking about Starbucks?
Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks.
Why anybody would go there, I don't know. I'm just saying, before they even did that,
Have we got anybody on the line right now? Okay, good. I'm still kind of waiting on Mark Baird to give us a call. I don't know what happened. It's hard to say. But in the meantime, we'll just kind of talk about some stuff and run it into the this whole. We actually talked about this Bundy thing. What, 6 months ago, a year ago? I don't even know. But
talked about it at Bunkerville. We talked about it at Malheur.
I did the interview with the guy who rode his horse down, mm-hmm. the vet.
It's been a couple years ago.
We had one reporter on about the echo chamber that was going on with the media up there at Malheur. I mean, we've covered
this thing pretty extensively. And getting it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, in general, I haven't had an interview with Ammon Bundy. That would be awesome if we could get him on the air. I've definitely
have
reached
the privilege
out.
Of meeting Jeanette Finnegan.
Yes, we saw her up there last year, and I'd still like to get her on the air, and we haven't been able to do that
yet.
There's been so much going on, I'm sure, in their lives with all this stuff that they're doing battle with all these government agencies. Mm-hmm. But it would be nice. I wish I could have got up there yesterday and talked to him. But
in a lot of, not completely, but in a lot of ways, I mean, they've gotten people home. They've gotten people out of prison. They've, got a lot admitted of what's going on. There's a lot that's coming to fruition. And this family, after everything that they've been through, they're not retreating. They're doubling down. They're bolstering their forces, and they're getting ready to go for another round.
Well, I got
to
say, I admire these guys. You know, I think Clive and Bundy was, what you look for in a John Wayne type of a guy.
I had the privilege of speaking alongside him at a Liberty Tour some years ago, right after Bunkerville.
So, the thing is that I think people are starting to wake up more and more to the severity of what they did to them. Mm-hmm. Evidently they threw, Ammon Bundy in a cell with his underwear on and, basically punished these guys. They were, I seen the clips that we watched, where they were, it wasn't Ammon, but I think it was Ryan Bundy, where they're mashing his face into the dirt, on the arrest.
They were repeatedly physically abused out of Pahrump, Nevada.
Yeah, because they didn't denied because medical they didn't, care. Because they said they had to go to the free speech zone. In other words, when you're having a protest, the police officers that were there, and I say that, with a tongue-in-cheek officers, because these guys are not really officers. They're not there upholding the Constitution and your rights.
You attack an elderly woman with cancer with an attack dog.
I mean, it was off the charts. I mean, and these guys, wanted everybody. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure America is supposed to be a free speech zone, not some designated little part where they can, rope it off and say, that's where you get to talk.
Right.
Yeah. Here, stand here where the snipers have line of sight.
Yeah, so we can take control over you.
That brings up a good point. There were the snipers. They had snipers out there.
They actually deployed snipers.
They deployed snipers on these guys. I think they were actually looking to make an example. We know that they
they've done it in the past.
They had a kill list.
I'm looking at the list from Larry C. Wooden, special agent. I've had this on my computer for quite a while, and this was the whistleblower that, basically, he was the investigator. He was the guy who was investigating this stuff. He was a special agent with the U.S. Department of the Interior, Interior Bureau of Land Management, and he is the one that blew the whistle on the kill list. I mean, it's right inside the documents here, and he talks about the unprofessional, the childish, the racy, vulgar, biased. I'm reading directly from it. Inappropriate electronic communications. It's unbelievable. But I think Mark's on the line.
I believe he is. Good morning, Mark. Are you there, Mark?
Mark, are you there?
Hello. You're on the air, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Now we got you.
Hello.
Mark, are you there? You're on the air, Mark.
Okay, sorry. I couldn't get myself unmuted there.
That's okay.
I have that problem a lot of times, too, when I'm talking to my wife.
I have a lot of times I have that problem when my wife's talking to me. I can't get myself unmuted. I know when to mute myself, and I know how long to stay that way. So, how are you guys doing this morning?
Well, you know, good. The fun never stops. We got about five minutes to the top of the hour, and then we'll have to take a hard break. But let's see how far we can get till then. And, you know, you were just up there talking to Ammon on Friday. I guess you had dinner with him. And we want to hear everything that he had to say. Let's get this out into the public arena as much as we can.
Well, I have to say, first of all, I want to say it was an honor, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for Ammon Bundy, and I gained a lot of that respect through just a little bit of quiet time, just sitting there talking with him over dinner, and you know, his children are in his lap, and he's the most unassuming guy. He's very humble and quiet by nature, and if you had just met him, it would be hard to imagine that a guy as quiet and unassuming as him would have ever found himself in the middle of this firestorm that he found himself in. And so I gained a tremendous amount of respect for Ammon. And also it was interesting to, it was very interesting to me to learn the truth of what happened both at his father's ranch, which he didn't live on. He didn't live on it then. He still doesn't live on it. And at the Mallard Wildlife Refuge, there was so much lying, so much corruption, so much deceit on the part of the government that two separate federal judges over several trials declared everybody innocent of all charges. Mm-hmm. That's how bad the government is here, Mark. That's how far we've come away from liberty. And Ammon had a number of things to say about that. Gosh, I almost don't know where to start. He started with his dad's ranch and what happened there. And, you know, the case that he made was so compelling for property rights and liberty, because literally what happened 150 or so years ago was the Mormon Church, Brigham Young, sent a group of men to southern Nevada to find out what the place looked like and whether people could live there. And one of the group of men came back in less than a year and told the Mormon Church, no, it's uninhabitable. Human beings can't survive there. But one group of those men did survive. They formed a group of ranches in southern Nevada outside of Las Vegas, and they literally went out with picks and shovels, and they found little springs in the desert. And this is desert. It is inhospitable desert. It takes 100 or 200 acres for one cow to survive. And they literally, with their pickaxes, developed these little springs and these little water sources and diverted them into ponds so that cattle could drink. They developed some grasslands and some fields, and they developed a strain of cattle. Over 150 years they did this. And then about 100 years ago or so, the state of Nevada asked them to register their water rights. Okay, that's very important. The state of Nevada asked them to register the water rights that belong to them, mm-hmm. and the grazing rights that belong to them.
And were to continue in perpetuity.
In perpetuity. This is a very important concept. These were real properties. They're real property rights described in the Constitution of the United States, in the Fifth Amendment, and in the 14th Amendment, and so on and so forth. And also, for example, in the California Constitution, in Article 1, Section 1, it describes the inalienable right to possess and protect property. So these guys had property rights that belonged to them. Now, all of a sudden, here comes the BLM.
Mark, we got 30 seconds if you want to hang on to that thought.
Yeah, they're going to cut us off at the top of the hour.
Because this is important stuff.
So, stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. We have Mark Barrett on the line. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Unexpected talks between North and South Korea yesterday are keeping hope alive for a summit meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump, who says,
I think people want to see if we can get the meeting and get something done. If we got that done and if we can be successful in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, it would be a great thing for North Korea. It would be a great thing for South Korea. It would be great for Japan and great for the world.
Mr. Trump called the summit off last week but says it could still happen. Florida, Alabama, Mississippi might want to stay off the Gulf beaches in those states because subtropical storm Alberto is moving in. It's a slow-moving system expected to lash the area with heavy rains much of the weekend, and landfall is expected sometime tomorrow. It is Memorial Day weekend in these United States.
Here at Cypress Hills National Cemetery, close to 100 volunteers were planting American flags next to veterans' graves. 13-year-old Boy Scout Kyer Bishop says he understands why it's important to remember those who served.
I'm actually glad I came because I get to learn more about the people who died fighting for this country.
Civil Air Patrol Major Jose Martinez, who's also a veteran, says he's encouraged to see so many out here.
Even if it's a few minutes, just to give them a little remembrance, especially the meaning of Memorial Day. This is it.
Organizers say they planted about 5,000 American flags here at Cypress Hills National Cemetery in Brooklyn, New York. I'm Julie Walker.
An American's two-year prison ordeal in Venezuela ended with a personal welcome home for the president last night. 26-year-old Joshua Holt and his wife arrived at Washington Dulles International Airport. Venezuelan officials set them free after talks between President Maduro and U.S. lawmakers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code SAVE20.
The European Central Bank has dealt a setback to Bulgaria's hopes of soon joining the euro.
Bank officials say the European Union's poorest country needs wide-ranging reforms to put its economy in shape. The statement came in the ECB's report card on progress toward membership among EU countries that haven't yet joined the 19-country shared currency. Bulgaria has low government budget deficits and debt and has already pegged its currency to the euro. But the ECB expressed concern about high business debt, corruption, and weak education, as well as skills training.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A decision by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to reinstate a tax credit for certain coal producers is drawing praise from industry groups and lawmakers in Southwest Virginia. They say it'll spur economic growth. Environmentalist groups are giving it thumbs down. The previous version of the credit expired in 2018, then Governor Terry McAuliffe did not want to bring it back. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Utah freeway becomes a makeshift runway for a small plane in distress.
The single-engine plane went underneath an overpass in Ogden Saturday, either before or after landing, and collided with a car. No injuries were reported. The vehicle sustained minor damage, and the plane also did not appear to be significantly damaged. It's not immediately known why the pilot had to make the emergency landing on Interstate 15, and there may have been a second person on board the aircraft.
Correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Today is Sunday, May the 27th. It is a birthday for some famous people, including Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Herman Woke. He is 103 years old today. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger turns 95. Former FBI Director William Sessions is 88. Actor Lou Gossett Jr. has 82 candles on his cake. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster is 71 today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and turn the music off. Let's get back to our guest, Mark Baird, and
let's keep talking about this. I'm just going over the report from the BLM agent that was inside there, Larry Wooten, and I got the copy of the report. I mean, it's unbelievable what these guys. This is the guy who was working for them. He was trying to report the activity to his superiors, you know. And I'm just just reading a little bit from the report. Is so eye-opening, it's ridiculous. He's reporting to his supervisor saying that, you know, these guys, were extremely unprofessional, racy, vulgar, biased actions, comments. They were calling them, retards and rednecks and, you know, douchebags and tractor-face idiots, inbreds. I mean, this is coming from the professionals, law enforcement, supposed to be, but this is the BLM, and Dan Love, who seemed to be the head of this thing, and I think he might be in legal jeopardy these days. I haven't heard anything since, but he should be if he's not. It's unbelievable what these guys were doing through this whole case. So, not to interrupt your train of thought, but, you know.
No, that's okay, Mark, because you see that. And you have no idea. For example, in the BLM office in that area, there was a sign on the wall in the BLM office, and here's the program. This was the program. The program was to get rid of all ranchers in southern Nevada.
Right.
To remove them from the economic landscape, to deprive them of their property, to gain control of their ranches, and to turn those ranches into government land.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how demonstrative it was. There was literally a sign on the wall in the BLM office that said, "No moo by 92, cow free by 93.
Wow.
They set up a program to remove ranching from the landscape of the territory of southern Nevada. And they did it. And the way they did it was they extorted most of those ranchers, and they literally, and Clive and Bundy and one other guy were the lone voices in the wilderness. They literally sold out their heritage. They sold out their property. They sold out their liberty for less than the price of a pickup truck. And
wow.
Here's how the BLM did it. They went to these ranchers as individuals, and once again, Ben Franklin reminds us, if we don't hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately. They singled out these ranchers, and they extorted them and threatened them. They threatened them with ruin. They threatened them with crimes. They threatened them with economic ruin. And then they told them, but for $75,000, we'll buy that grazing right, and that's it. Then you can just go, and you'll have at least a little money. So they literally sold their heritage and sold their legacy to their children for less than the cost of a new pickup truck. Now, those are Clive and Bundy's words. And so what they did was they established this program, and once BLM came on the scene, now they approached all these ranchers with grazing agreements. Well, here's what I've said all along, and we're right about this. If they have to ask for your signature, it means they can't make you do it.
Yep.
Because if they can make you do it, they're not going to ask for your signature, right?
Yep.
Once you sign a contract, you voluntarily give away all of your rights with the exception of those that are outlined in the contract. And what they did was the BLM succeeded with all but two of the ranchers in southern Nevada, and they turned their property rights into privileges. And a privilege, you must ask permission. And if you have to ask permission, permission can be denied. And so Clive and Bundy and one other rancher held out. And they said, no, we're not signing that. These are our property rights. That grass belongs to me. The water belongs to me. My right is duly registered. It is my right. It is a property right secured by the United States Constitution and the state laws of Nevada, and I'm not signing your papers. And by a series, and the other guy who held out with Cliven died of a heart attack and lost his, and his family lost his ranch anyway because they couldn't run without, they couldn't run it without him. And so Cliven was the lone holdout. He's the one rancher left in southern Nevada. And they used the desert tortoise as the excuse. And by the way, it came out in discovery later that the government lied. They said that cattle were the demise of the desert tortoise. And they literally had plastic barrels filled with baby tortoise shells in the BLM office where ravens had picked holes in the top of the shells. It was the ravens who were killing the baby desert tortoises. And actually, the science proved that where cattle existed, the tortoises did better because of their interaction with the cattle in that environment. So the government knew that ravens were killing the tortoises. They had known it for years. They knew it before they set out on this program, and they used the desert tortoise to get rid of those ranchers. And one day, a dump truck and backhoe were coming out of the desert, and Ammon and some of the people at the ranch saw it. And so they desperately were trying to get a look in the back of that pickup truck, the back of that dump truck. They tased Ammon several times. He was unarmed. People that stopped that dump truck, stood in front of it, were unarmed. They slammed his 57-year-old aunt into the pavement. She was unarmed. He finally got a look in the back of that dump truck, and what they had done was gone up in the backhoe in the middle of the night and destroyed all of the water improvements up in the desert, and the evidence was in the back of the dump truck. So they literally destroyed the water sources so that the cattle would die of thirst and the Bundys would be penniless and they'd go bankrupt and they'd lose their ranch, the one ranch left in southern Nevada, based on an absolute and complete lie. In discovery, it came out that the BLM planned a military operation. They had snipers 360 degrees around the ranch, and they even got in discovery that the BLM had a kill list, that it would be approved to kill Cliven, Ammon, his brother Ryan, his mother, and several other of the prominent people on the ranch. They were on a government, a United States government kill list of American citizens without trial, without charge, and without due process.
Gee, does that sound kind of like it kind of sounds like what happened to Lavoy Finicum, doesn't it?
Lavoy Finicum was murdered, period.
Yeah, same deal. If they can't get what they want, then they've set you up to kill you.
Ruby Ridge, Waco.
If you think the government is not capable of this, this ought to chill you to your very spine. And you live in one of the most corrupt, deceitful, lying states in the United States of America, with the possible exception of New Jersey and New York. So, you know, folks, what Ammon was illustrating and what he illustrated at the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, this humble, unassuming guy who would have no more chosen to get in the middle of this manure storm than the man in the moon. And he found himself, when he heard about the Hammonds, he said he was moved by God, and he went there to see if he could help the Hammonds. And there was so much lying and cheating and deceit on the part of the government in Oregon with the help of Governor Brown's savant twin, that even that federal judge absolutely dismissed all charges with prejudice. In other words, the government cannot bring that case back because of their lies and their deceit, and it is absolutely chilling to the liberty of the United States of America, and it should be chilling to the people of California, because the liar-in-chief in California is a federal felon. He's surrounded by federal felons in violation of United States Code Title 8, Section 1324, knowingly harboring and shielding illegal aliens. There is nothing that's beneath these people. And if we don't, and what Ammon said, rights must be protected at their source. In other words, we can't protect our liberty in Washington, D.C. They don't listen, they don't care, and it's too far away.
Rights won't defend themselves, that's for sure.
That's right. We have to stand with one another and protect our rights at their source, and that is Sacramento. So we have to be prepared. The federal judge has vacated the hearing again on June the 1st. She's going to decide on the motions like a cockroach hiding under a rock in the dark so that the people can't shine the light of day on that court hearing. Now, it is possible because of the strength of our motions, and we have a couple of very, very talented legal minds who are now consulting and helping us with those papers. It is, and they're very compelling. If she denies us our day in court, she is absolutely corrupt and absolutely a criminal, this judge. And so on June the 15th, whether we have a court hearing or not, we're going to go to Sacramento. We're going to record the declarations of Mariposa and Stanislaus counties to withdraw from the state of California under Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. And we need 20,000 people there to demand liberty. And I'm going to break out my pistol holster like I did in the water wars days, which, by the way, are still going on here. They're coming again this year. And I'm going to wear my holster with my pocket constitution in the holster. And I would love to see 10,000 people in Sacramento doing the same thing. Because if we don't demand liberty now, we will never get another chance in our lifetime in this crooked state. Because we will be slaves in the state that our forefathers founded to secure our liberty.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's hard to add on to because, you know, the truth is the truth here. I mean, that's, you know, and how will we become slaves? I mean, you know, when we're all broke and we can't fight back and the government is oppressing everybody because they've dumbed everybody down and made us poor to the point where, you know, legal remedies are no longer available to us.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I want to tell a couple of stories that are very instrumental in describing Ammon Bundy's character. This guy is such a humble individual and such a God-fearing man that I developed so much respect. I knew of the story. I thought I knew. I knew nothing about the story. The story that he told us at that dinner, that private dinner, and then again the next day at that event, was even what I thought I knew was nothing in comparison to what actually happened there. He tells a story about, you know, the newspaper portrayed those guys as, well, nobody really wanted them there. The Harney County residents didn't want him there. He said they were in that building and a couple of nights, and he said it was 8 degrees below zero. They weren't stealing electricity. They didn't turn the heat on. They had cleaned the building up. All of the Indian artifacts that they were accused of destroying were scattered around a basement and had been obviously in disrepair and disrespect for decades. He said they cleaned those artifacts, they organized them, they put them on a shelf, they got rid of the rats that were running around the basement chewing on them, they cleaned the building up, and he said about the second or third night there was a knock on the door, and it was an old rancher, and he had brought a giant pot of soup, a giant pot of hot soup. And Ammon Bundy broke down in tears when he talked about that guy coming to help them. And he said, I want to tell you, that was the best tasting soup I'd ever had in my life.
Sounds like a Stone soup story almost, you know?
He was talking about a bowl of soup like it was a Medal of Honor to him. And it felt like that to him because it was validation. It was validation by the neighbors. And he said they'd drop by in ones and twos with meals and food and tools and things, that blankets and things that those guys needed. And they're very humble people, just like all ranchers and farmers
are. So they were being supported by the locals.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly, they were. So in addition to that, he said he had a military veteran, a Navy veteran, who had his legs blown off. I don't quote me on this because I'm not sure if he said Iraq or Afghanistan. I just don't remember. A Navy veteran came by there in a wheelchair with no legs, and he said, I have nothing to give you, but I want you to have my uniform coat. And Ammon said, I can't take that. He said, and he told the crowd, he said, you know, I've never been in the military. I don't know how that works. I don't know military terms or jargon. I don't know anything about the military. But I told this guy, I can't take that. I didn't earn that. That's not my honor. It's your honor. And the guy said, no, it's yours. And I want you to know that I want to honor you, and this is the only thing I have to give you. I have no money. I have no help. I don't have any legs. I can't stand with you, but I want you to have my uniform coat. And another guy came by, his brother, his only brother, was killed in Iraq. And he brought by a folded flag that was used to be draped over his brother's coffin during his funeral, and folded inside that flag were the empty cartridge casings from the funeral salute given to honor his brother before they buried him, and he gave that flag to Ammon Bundy to honor him. Another military veteran came by and gave Ammon Bundy his Bronze Star. And Ammon once again protested. He said, I can't take this. And the guy said, you have to take this because I want to honor you with my service for liberty. And this guy was in tears when he was describing these veterans who came by to stand for liberty in the only way they could. And I want to challenge everybody that's listening today. You may live in a city, and you may not notice your rights being eroded, but do you notice that you have to work twice as hard for half as much? Do you notice that your money doesn't go anywhere near as far as it used to, even at the gas station? Well, you can thank the liar-in-chief of California for that. And you can thank the other kings and queens of Sacramento who have chosen to make slaves out of the people who created government to serve the people. You can thank them for that. And by the way, you can bend the knee in front of them if you refuse to stand for liberty, because that's your choice. You are either a free man and woman, or you are a dog chained to the table of Sacramento, and you're just as free as that chain will allow you to be, and you can eat whatever scrap your master flicks off the table.
Yeah,
Those are our choices, folks.
A lot of people don't realize that freedom is not just about the ability to travel and move and go where you want to. Mm-hmm. Financial freedom is what the Founding Fathers based the whole revolution on. I mean, they threw the tea in the harbor because of being overtaxed. And, I mean, when you look at the taxes that we got today, we got tax after tax after tax after tax. And now we got Gavin Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, who's about ready to get elected if we don't stop him. And it's going to be as bad as Hillary if she had got elected as president. In the state of California, where a microcosm, the place is falling apart. They got poop maps in San Francisco to show you where not to go, and needle maps. And the homeless is out of control down in most parts of the bigger cities. I mean, at what point in time do we stand up and say enough's enough?
Well, I'll go you one better. Senator Lara from the illustrious district of Bell Gardens, he's proposing, and his bill has already passed out of committee, and by the way, it will pass and it will be signed by Governor Brown, to give all illegal aliens absolutely free medical care that you get to pay for. Because let me tell you, medical care isn't free. Someone's going to pay for it, and it's going to be you, and you're going to give your money, your hard-earned money, because you don't need it as bad as people who broke the law to get here do. In addition to that, Senator Ting from San Francisco has got a bill in the hopper right now to ban all semi-automatic weapons. All semi-automatic weapons. So here's Ammon's message. If you won't stand for your neighbor's liberty, what will you stand for? If you won't fight for that now, when will you fight for it? If you won't fight for it in your own backyard, where would you go to fight for liberty? If you don't care about your liberty, what do you care about? If you won't cross that line in the sand and stand with us, you are in very real danger of becoming a slave in the state your grandfathers founded to preserve your liberty.
Wow. Pretty much says it. I think we got to go to a break. Mark, can you hang on with us?
Yeah, sure.
If you have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Hey, this is Kenny Breedlove at Market Street Steakhouse. On behalf of Wes and I want to personally thank all the first responders, including fire, police, and medical. All of us at Market Street Steakhouse appreciate all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
I guess I went a little bit off the rails this morning when I was putting the music together, you know. Memorial weekend. And
I think you did pretty good.
I hope everybody likes it. But anyway, I don't think that everything we do doesn't matter. I think that everything we do matters. So,
if it's the right thing that you're doing.
I think it matters even if it's the wrong thing. I mean, it might not be good, but it does matter, you know.
Every shovel full at the base of that mountain is another shovel gone.
Yeah, in other words, you can stack up good and you can stack up bad. It's your choice. And I think what we've got to do right now is we've got to start, putting our shovels out there and supporting liberty, supporting the state of Jefferson movement, supporting, Donald Trump and what he's doing, and supporting
the good and the truth.
That's right. Supporting the truth, conservative values, what's good. And I think the movement is happening more and more and more. And now it's up to us as the media that's, the internet and what media there is to report on this stuff and get it out there because, something, we can't look to the mainstream to save us. We can't look to the politicians to save us. We can't look, let's look to Gaines or who's the other yo-yo up there in,
Nielsen.
Nielsen. And, our congressman. Yeah, he's going to stop all this, right?
Yeah, but it is up to us. We are the stewards.
We are.
Exactly.
We are supposed to be doing this.
Absolutely.
That is our job.
Have you got anything to add to that, or are you still there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm still here. you guys are saying it perfectly, but you know, and once again, the water wars are coming back to Siskiyou County again because the total daily maximum load people are here. And what they want us to do, and here was the point, and I've said this all along, I'm not shy about this, and I've been saying it for years. If you sign something, you are agreeing and you are selling your liberty, and sometimes, according to Clive and Bundy, you're going to sell your heritage for less than what a pickup truck costs. So they're coming here and they're singling out ranchers. They don't have a watershed-wide program anymore because we handed them their hat on that one. And we told them, no, we will not submit. We will fight to protect our property. And they went away. So now what they're doing is singling out individual ranchers. And they want you to sign a ranch management plan that gives them unfettered access to your property. And it gives them the right to approve or disapprove of what you do on your ranch.
Good hell.
So I have prepared my ranch management plan. I want to be a good little boy. I want to be a little good citizen of the Communist Republic of California. And so here's my ranch management plan, and I plan to present these to these people, hopefully with hundreds of my neighbors. But I have to present this plan as an individual. So I'm going to wear my pistol holster with my constitution in it, and this is my ranch management plan. I will do whatever I want with the property I paid for.
Yeah.
End of plan.
It's a good plan.
And that's the statement we need to make to this government. There are rights that are given us by God. And this was another distinction that Ammon made, and he's absolutely right. There are things that the government says are legal. But when I swore an oath to the United States government in the military, my oath was to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and to obey all lawful orders.
Right.
So here's the distinction. A lot of things the government says are legal aren't lawful. In other words, property decisions are above government's table. They don't have jurisdiction over the freedoms we were given by God. Life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend those things.
Yeah, they, you know, the first, any... I think the first six drafts of the Constitution said life, liberty, and property, and then they changed it to the pursuit of happiness as an afterthought. And it really goes into the property rights, absolutely. There's a direct relationship from property rights to freedom. If you no longer control your property, you are no longer free because you will be controlled, or you'll be the serf, or the master will tell you how to run your life because somebody that controls the property will become your master.
Amen, brother, and that's the point. And that was one of the points that Ammon was making. We have God's law and we have man's law. Now here's the thing. No law made by man supersedes God's law, period. God is the supreme judge of the universe. He's the most free expression in the universe. Nobody tells God what to do. Nobody could stop God from doing anything he wanted to if he really wanted to do it. And here's the deal, and this is what John Locke said and William Blackstone said and Hobbes and Montesquieu and Sam Adams and John Adams and a lot of the other guys, and these were all the founders or people the founders read. Our Constitution isn't new. It all came from thoughts from other eras and points in history and other people. And here's what they said. God is the most free expression in the universe. You are created by God in his image, and thus you have certain freedoms that were placed in your heart at the moment of your creation. Among those are life, liberty, property. Those are the absolute rights, according to William Blackstone and John Locke. Those are rights given you by God, and no man may interfere with those. The American Revolution was not about money. It was about a king who was willing to disobey God's law and place himself above God. The tea that Britain was selling, even after the tax, was cheaper than the tea they could buy from the West Indies. Do you know why Americans drink coffee? Because they weren't going to pay for the tea, because they thought the king was disobeying God by placing unfair taxes on the people of the United States. And they refused to drink the tea, even though it was cheaper. Here's the point. We have inalienable rights. Those rights are above the policy table. Government has no jurisdiction over those rights, and property is one of them. If we allow government to replace God in the scheme of liberty, then we will become slaves and we will not be able to stop it.
And these truths are self-evident. You could almost replace that word truth with rights. These rights are self-evident that, you know, because they're given to you by God, you know, the only one that can take them away from you is God. And that is the genius of that document, is that if government gives you your rights, government can take them away. But under the Constitution, no government body has the ability or the right to take away your God-given rights, and so they will remain throughout the, you know, forever, the rights of the people to be free.
Well, here's another thing that Ammon was talking about, and he's absolutely right about this. What the government is doing is they are succeeding in many areas. They are attempting to turn all rights, not just property rights, folks. They're busy in every single area of your life. What they want to do is turn your rights into privileges.
Right.
Privileges are things you have to ask permission for.
From the government.
If you ask permission, permission can be denied or modified so that the privilege suits the agenda of the representative that you elected to serve you. So what you're doing is you are telling the servant, government, that it is now your master, and you're signing your name to a document that proves it to be so in a court of law. The court takes that document and says, well, you signed this thing, too bad, so sad. So what we need to do is we need to demand that there are areas in our life, we created government to serve us. We have the right to do anything we want to, provided it is not explicitly spelled out in the Constitution that we have agreed to live under. Government, on the other hand, and this is the origin of the word rights, by the way, there is right and there is wrong. It is right for us to do anything God tells us it's okay for us to do.
Right.
It is wrong for government to do anything that is not explicitly in the Constitution of the United States.
Well, and that's where the morality comes. And that's where the morality comes in, Mark. You know, people think, well, you know, that if we can do anything we want, that's freedom. No, liberty is what we're looking for. Liberty with morality, because you have to follow some framework. You know, the Ten Commandments is a great piece of work. You know, don't kill, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat.
That's,
you know,
right.
Because the first thing that the government does, or a foreign body, Communist Party, they try to debase the morality of the people they're trying to take over, because they'll look to government to instead of to God as a guideline and a signpost for their lives, so that they end up, you know, looking to the government to solve all their problems instead of themselves, and you end up, like you say, in a slave state. We do have a caller.
We do. I take Robert.
Really, really quickly, too, I wanted to point out is what we're discussing. The Tenth Amendment points out very clearly that if it is not a right reserved to the federal government or prohibited to the states, those rights are reserved to the states or the people themselves exclusively.
The people control everything. These rights were all given, you know, enumerated by God, given to the people, and then they were then enumerated to the government bodies, you know, as a contract to operate for the benefit of the people, and keeping their rights, you know, intact. So with that,
we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Gary. Do you have a question?
Nope. Good morning. I just want to thank Mark. I've heard him for the last couple of hours. Great stories, and thank you so much for stating those stories on the air. And I, too, have a leather holster that's 50 years old. It formerly housed a K-22 pistol. It now houses the Constitution, and I wear it as a bandolier when we will both be armed with the Constitution in Sacramento, and hopefully thousands of others will also be armed. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Gary. We appreciate it.
And I wanted to touch on something else that you guys were talking about, how the government is working overtime to remove rights and turn them into privileges. And here in California, the front lines of that is illegal immigration, because California is happily trading losing citizens to gain illegal immigrants, because they are granting them the privileges instead of rights.
Yeah, they don't really have any rights as illegals, do they?
No, it's soft slavery.
Yeah. Crazy. But they can vote.
You can get medical care. You can get a driver's license. You can work. But well, those are all privileges extended to you by the government.
They're even,
because as an illegal, they can remove them from you anytime
they
want.
They're even talking about giving people a certain amount of income free, $1,000 a month. You don't have to do anything, and you know you're guaranteed that income, so that that would complete the basic co-opting of these people's lives. Because you know, if you're getting your health care for free, if you're getting your food for free, and you're getting your money so that you don't have to work, guess what? You're going to be the vassal of who's ever supplying that to you.
Well, you know, really, quite frankly, it gets even worse than that. Because once government replaces morality, and look, all subjective morality, and all you have to do is look at the penal codes and look at the government codes and health and safety codes, all subjective morality comes from God. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not bear false witness. In other words, no lying, cheating, stealing, no killing. Don't take stuff from your neighbor. Don't accuse your neighbor falsely of crimes. All of those things. That is the moral code we live by. That is actually the legal code we live by. The atheists would have you believe that that fell out of the sky and just landed on a stump, and we decided as humanistic individuals that it was the right way. But I have some bad news for you. That code is 6,000 years old, and it came from God himself. And that is proof that God is sovereign and man's law is subject to God's law.
And I think
there is no law that,
I think you have to add to that, the reason that is good is because that creates the most civil, prosperous society that has ever been on the planet Earth. It's not just the fact that God gave it to it. It's a guideline to live in a society where everybody does better than living under government oppression. That's the reason that's there, is because you can become prosperous. Your family can become happy. Your the county, the city, the states all do better under those laws because it's a guideline of morality that works.
Well, here's why. Because the law never stopped anybody from doing anything.
Right.
I mean, the law, the Penal Code 187, the murder laws, the homicide laws never stopped anybody from killing anybody. They simply set out the guidelines for what jail sentence the guy gets after he murders somebody. Your subjective morality, your God-given law is what stops you from doing those things. That's why amoral people break the law. That's why illegal aliens break the law, because they don't care. They don't care what's right. They just want to do what they want to do because they're more considerate of their own selves than they are the people whom they claim the society they want to join. They don't care about you and me. They care about themselves and what's going on with them, and that's all they care about. The government in Sacramento, they don't care about you. They never did. They're not going to start just because we want them to. No one is going to save us. No one is going to help us. No political party, no big corporation, no political PAC. No one is going to save us from this unless we save ourselves. And we are the people. We have all the power. We've always had it. It says so in the Declaration of Independence. It says so in the California Constitution. So, folks, when are we going to start using it? And I am going to start wearing my pistol holster with my Constitution in it as a demonstration to the people who think they rule over us, because I want them to know in unequivocal terms they serve us. Our master, our servant has not become our master unless we allow it.
Well, and you're going to wear that on June the 15th down in Sacramento, I'm assuming.
I hope that me and 20,000 of my best friends do the same thing. And I will be wearing my Constitution in my pistol holster just as a demonstration to the people in Sacramento that the limit of the power of the people has no boundary. Constitution binds government, not people.
Well, I've already
heard the Constitution of... You read the Constitution of the United States. There is nothing in that Constitution that binds the people. Everything in it binds the actions of the government.
Bind down the government with the chains of a Constitution, because they're a monster that is could get out of control and swallow up you and all your rights. And that was the whole premise of the Founding Fathers and limited government. But with that said, I've got my calendar marked out on June 15th. We got to do one more break here before the top of the hour, and then we'll come back. So if you can stay with us, Mark, I mean, it'd be great. And then I think Red's also got some thoughts, too.
I wanted to go in how we were talking about how it's inherent. It doesn't need to be codified. It doesn't need to be written down. It is inherent. It is imprinted upon your person when you are born. You know what's right. You know what's wrong.
These rights are self-evident.
That law is given to you.
So we're
going
to go to a break and stay tuned for the last part of the show. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. We got Mark Baird on the phone with us, and I'll tell you what, it's been a powerful hour or two since we started this conversation about the real fundamental meanings that people have to get that we are talking about that feathers into this whole scheme of things in our country and living free and being able to be, you know, self-determined on our destinies.
Be sovereign.
Sovereign citizens, sovereign men, you know, men, not boys, not manipulated mannequins of society that are determined by, you know, a bunch of people in white ivory towers that don't give a crap one about us. So I think I'm ranting here, but are you there, Mark?
I am here, but I was enjoying your rant. So you can go as long as you want.
I could go for another hour, probably. But we only got 10 minutes left. So.
Well, I got to say, it's the fastest 2 hours I've ever spent on the radio. And I want to thank you guys for the work you do. And God bless all of you for the work you're doing. And you know, Red, you keep up that research because some of that stuff is... Some of that stuff may bring us to the finish line, and we never know what we can find out from these liars that we can hold up to the light of day. And once again, here's the deal with the court. The judge is trying to make her decision in the dark under the rock that the federal court hides under. They're trying to deny the people justice. Now, we have a couple of consultants, and I'm going to mention their names. One of them is Stuart Jay, the former dean of law from Washington State University. Now, you know, I really do like Stuart. He's a sharp guy. He's kind of a little further to the left than I like, but I'll tell you what, he gets this case, and he's done some incredible writing on our behalf and our motions, our demand for the three-judge court. But we also have another consultant in the case who was probably the most famous jurist and one of the staunch conservatives on the Ninth Circuit Court. And yes, there were a couple. But the chief magistrate of the Ninth Circuit Court is Judge Alex Kaczynski, and he is consulting on this case. And here's what Judge Kaczynski said. This is cutting-edge constitutional law. This case needs to be heard, and it needs to be won, because one state senator cannot possibly represent 1 million people and do the job that God and the Constitution and Article 4, Section 4, the demand for a Republican form of government demands that he do. They can't do it.
Yeah, this is not just about the state of Jefferson or California. This is about the country. This is about liberty. This is about this involves, you know, all the states and the property rights and the governing principles that have been, you know, founded in this country. And you know, so this is not just a simple court case about what's right and wrong in California. This is much bigger.
This is a court case which threatens, and it's a very real threat, a very credible threat. Our credible threat is to yank the rug, absolutely yank the rug out from under the status quo crooks that inhabit the kingdom of Sacramento and dictate to the minions and subjects and serfs that they think they control. Mm. We will tear the rug out from under them, and we will either recreate this state with a representative model that your representative will be forced to care what the voters think, or it'll be cheap and easy to get rid of a bum, and if we succeed, we will yank the rug out from under Washington, D.C. and do the same thing. You know that Article the First demands that we should have 6,700 congressmen now, one for each 50,000 people. It is not too big a stretch for the city of Yreka to band together and get a new congressman elected. It is not a big stretch for the city of Reading to band together and get two new congressmen elected. That's what Article the First of the United States Constitution, which was duly ratified by 12 out of 15 states, said. We should have no less than one congressman for each 50,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's one for about 500,000.
So these guys don't have to listen to anybody. They don't care what we think.
They don't have to listen to anybody.
Yeah, they just all they have to worry about is getting reelected.
Now, here's what they can do for us. The kings and queens and princes of Sacramento, the thugs, liars, and felons in Sacramento, they can give us our own state now, and then the rest of the people in Lower California can fight them for the scraps, or we will yank the rug out from underneath them, and they will not recognize the kingdom they think they've built, because that kingdom will belong to the people once again. And look, liberty's messy. You have to have some sense. You have to have some morality. You have to be responsible to God and your neighbors. but liberty is the only way to succeed for just the reason you said, Mark.
Well,
it works.
It works.
Liberty works, and it created the greatest country the world has ever known. And it is up to us, our one job as citizens, one job given us by the Constitution of the United States, is to secure liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Let's not fail that obligation, folks. How about if we live up to the responsibility that was given us by a million stone crosses all over the world, built on the blood of our fathers and our forefathers and our brothers and our cousins in every war this nation's ever fought? What say we start living up to that responsibility? Because if we don't hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately.
Yeah, we were the light of the world. Everybody wanted to come to America because of the freedom, because of the liberty, you know. And then you got a guy like Peter Scales that calls in and says, well, I don't even know why I came here now, because it's starting to look like the rest of the world. And you know something, by God, we better stand up and we better, I mean, just like you said, the people that fought and died for this stuff, our blood, our treasure, you know, everything. If we give this up, we are absolutely going to be looked at through history as morons that didn't care enough to stand up for what was right.
Well, the thing that
I would like to, if you guys would allow me this, it's kind of a flight of fancy, but I'd like to just close myself out of this deal with.
Okay,
with
we got 4 minutes.
Stories. Okay, one story belongs on a hill called LZ Marianne in the Republic of Vietnam, where several hundred men gave their lives in defense of what they thought was liberty. I don't care what your views of the war are now. It's irrelevant. It's water way under the bridge. But those men died for what they thought was liberty. And there's another story very quickly. In Bagram Air Base, 8 young men died in the crash of a 747-400. They weren't Army personnel. They got no pension. They got no medal. They got no mention. Their families received no benefits from it. They were civilian contractors flying United States military equipment to the men and women who served this nation, and their airplane stalled on takeoff and crashed and killed every single one of them. They will not be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. They are the men and women of this country who serve and die every single day and ask nothing for that service, except that we not fail them, and we preserve liberty and secure liberty for ourselves and our posterity. I challenge you on September the 15th. Do you care about this nation? Do you care about this state? Do you care about your liberty? Bring your holster, bring your constitution, and come to Sacramento. June 15th. I'm sorry. June 15th.
Sacramento at the Robert Matsu Courthouse.
Yeah, that's right. And the time has come for 51, and there is no time like the present.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Mark, and sharing everything with us.
And anybody else who wants more information and wants to get involved, go to the SOJ51.org, and you can get more information on what's going on at that website. And get involved. Be an American. You know, stand up for what we need to stand up for. This is not a game. This is serious business, and we need to take it seriously and get it done.
If we don't win this here, what does it look like in 15 years when this is handed to my children?
That's it.
What do they have?
That's it.
It won't take that long.
Anyway, we want to thank Mark Baird for coming on. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate his vision and his wisdom and his expertise in these matters. And we want to let everybody know what Memorial Day is about. This is it. This is about as good a memorial tribute as we could put together for the men and women that have died to stand up for freedom. Tomorrow out at Igo Cemetery.
At 5:55. Don't forget. And then again on Wednesday at 10:55 at the Civic Center. Take your family out. Teach them what it's all about.
Remember, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington said that, and he said it for a reason. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, and truth over lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a good week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.